Lil Miss Rent Allowance, the podcast. The podcast. The podcast.
Hi, Hans. We're back here this week now with a few more problems. Hopefully now we can solve them for the poor people out there in Ireland. First one coming up here now. Dear Lil Miss Rent Allowance, I'm in a bit of butter. I've been going out with my boyfriend for 3 years. We're planning on getting married next August. Everything has always been great between us, from the kitchen to the bedroom. It's been an amazing relationship, until recently. In November, I was out with a few friends from work, just a bite to eat and a few drinks. One of the guys from work, who I've never looked at in any other way than as a friend, was eyeing me up all night. I was kind of flattered, to be honest. I loved the attention, but never in a million years was I prepared for what happened next. It was the end of the night, and a few of us were waiting on a taxi, including the guy who had been secretly undressing me all night with his eyes. The cab arrived, but there wasn't room for all of us, so the guy suggested that me and him should hold on and wait for the next taxi and let our workmates go ahead now. I knew I shouldn't have, but I agreed. As the taxi pulled off, he immediately pulled me towards him and kissed me. I kissed him back. It was amazing. We spent the night together. Now I can't sleep with guilt. I feel so bad for doing this to my boyfriend. I'm such a bad person. I really need your help, LMRA. Should I tell my boyfriend I cheated? Fucking hell, lads, that's a bad one. Anyways, hiya, hon. Tell you the truth, that's a tough one. Like, do you think he'll forgive you, like, if you tell him the truth or that? I was in the same butter there myself a few years back. I remember I was courting a lovely chap. Ah, he was savage, so he was. It was serious and awful, like, I was with him for a few weeks. We got tattoos and all of each other's names on our ditties and all. But I remember being out for the dull Christmas do without him. And I was having the laughs and the bants with a young lad from the Staples Town Road here in Carlow. Jesus, honey, he was like a young Joe Dolan, with his rugged good looks and whispering sweet nottings into me fucking wake ear all night. He even gave me half a salad burger and lads I knew. It was love at first bite. We shared the night together too. I woke up on the broad of me back, I swear to God, in the box room of his mother's house. I never felt more ashamed in me life. Imagine, lads, the box room, like, and of all places, the mortification and I doing the walk of shame down through to his mother's sitting room at 2 o'clock of a Sunday afternoon. What I'm trying to say really is there any right or wrong answer in this one, hon? If we didn't do it in the first place, we save ourselves a lot of guilt, like. Moving swiftly onwards now to the next one and hope that we can help out someone else in the country tonight. Here we go now. Dear LMRA, hi Lil Miss Rent Allowance, I'm a 22-year-old man and I have everything going for me. I'm in one of the country's most prestigious universities, that's a tough word to say, lads, and will consider myself extremely good looking, but apparently not many others agree with me. I've never kissed a girl, lads. The furthest I've got with a girl is some harmless texting. When they ask me to send a picture of myself, I am more than happy to do so, but I never get a reply. Now I'm beginning to think there could be something wrong with me. Both my parents agree that I'm extremely good looking. Have you any tips on how I could get a girlfriend, or even a kiss? Please find enclosed a picture of myself. Hiya, hon. Mother of Divine God. Tell you the truth, hon, when I looked at that picture here, I nearly got sick, and I'm not being smart or ignorant, but I wouldn't blame them girls for not replying. To put it simply, hon, you're a minger. However, though, I do have some advice which will give you maybe a bit of a chance on maybe getting the shift or that. Obviously, like, a bjor like me has never had any problems like this, but a few friends of mine have, like. Firstly, babe, you need to lose the bob. Right? It doesn't do that, and I'm looking at the picture here, it does nothing at all for you, right? And as for the glasses, hon, you can nearly see into the future with them, and that's the truth. They're as thick, just ditch them. You really need a nice tracksuit. Flares are gone out of fashion about 15 years ago. Maybe a nice Fred Perry hoodie or something like that. There's really only one secret to getting a bjor. And because I'm queer sound and all, I let you in on it, right? Right, here we go. Now, say nothing to no one about nothing, but the secret to getting a bjor is, right? Tuck your tracksuit bottoms into your socks and pull them up to your knees. Young ones can't resist it, hon. Trust me, like, I'm not being with every fella in the southeast at this stage. So I hope that helps you out, and I'm sorry for calling you minging, but it's the truth. Love, Jahan. Renty.
Lil Miss Rent Allowance, the podcast. The podcast. The podcast. And now, a look at the papers.
Hi, it's Hans. Now we're just taking a look at the newspapers, myself and Rhiannon.
Well,
say well to the lads.
Well, lads.
Well, and the first thing we're after seeing now is WikiLeaks, and a fella got jailed for life
over WikiLeaks.
Yeah, over going for a leak. Like, many nights I've went for a leak out in the public.
After the town, she have to.
She be, do you know, once to say, once you break the seal, lads.
That's it, isn't
that's
it.
That's it. So one drink and I'm gone.
Like a racehorse.
Yeah, be. Leaking all over the town. I've often leaked so much over the town that I had to get a stretcher home.
Scandalous.
Terrible. That poor fella's gone to jail now. I swear to God, as true as I'm sitting here in Antarctica tonight, I'm going to write to him in jail.
Are you? Joy, is he?
Yeah. I'll even sneak him in a few fucking packs.
We're gonna go visit him.
Yeah, a few packs of hunky dories or something like that. Terrible sort of. And Harry Potter, that JK Rowling one, lads. Some woman. Harry Potter, though. See the scar on him? I wonder if someone stabbed him.
Must have been in a serious way, you'd say. Huh?
Yeah, I'd say savage looking. If he lost the glasses now, lads, I'd ride the whole off him.
Would you know?
Yeah, I would. But that JK Rowling one, she's after getting permission there now to write adult books. Adult books, yeah, do you know, real horny ones.
Down in Temptations now,
is it? Yes, that's the next thing she'll be doing. I can imagine now, Harry stuck his wand up his hole. To be real saucy, like, wouldn't there, Rihanna? I can't wait to read them, to be honest with you.
I'm getting those.
Yeah, right. So about the Sun newspaper, like, I just think that's a shit newspaper anyway.
I don't even like it.
Page 3, like.
Yeah, it'd be grand if we were in it, like you said. We need
sure, loads of people. We put up a fucking quiz on Bebo and asking, will people want to see us on page 3? And everyone said, yeah.
Sure, we're definitely prayer in Georgia Satterby, like.
Georgia who?
Exactly.
Bitch. I'd fucking kill her if I seen her. Too.
I'd start her, yeah.
Yeah, so would I. I'd say I'd wig her. I wonder if she used Sally Hansen. I said she does, because she was now fine.
But she could do it a bit, Sally Hansen.
Yeah.
She does be pure pale going round.
She's fucking white as black, lad, isn't she?
She's so white.
Yeah, so she is. Right, now, lads, something close to my heart now, and close to Rihanna's heart.
What is it?
The two seals found down Tremor.
Shot.
Shot dead.
Who did that now?
I don't know, but they need a good fucking baiting for themselves, don't they?
Right, they're listening now.
If you're listening here now and you shot them two seals, I'm going to snap.
I think we should go down there and set
up a
seal fund.
I will. The last time I was down Tremor now, lads, I know I was on the Wazers and I got a bit sick and I went home. But this time I'll go down there and I'll have all guns blazing.
Go over that, lads. I'm gonna help over that.
I'm crying here now. You might be able to see the tears
that's
through the
sorry.
Radio or anything, but I'm crying. So is Rihanna, she's in bits here. It's terrible. R.I.P. to them two seals.
R.I.P. Just
so they know, we're gonna have a minute's silence here now, and I'd like to everyone stay silent. Rest in peace, seals.
Rip.
Right, lads, and more good news here around the country. It's a great week for the country, so it is. The shooting's above there in Galway.
Oh, drinking and all there for Rag Week.
For the Rag Week.
We should have went up. Remember, we went up there last year.
Only Fern Barrett off the disability pass for the train I would have went on.
Would have brought two of us up for that.
They broke Supermax up, lads. They are heroes, like. They're savage. I'd love to meet one of them that, like, apparently someone thrown a chicken nugget at someone behind the counter.
And they burnt the whole place up there.
Yeah. It was savage, though. Rag Week in Carlow, I think it's a bit better, though, is it?
Yeah, definitely. We've got McDonald's as well.
Like, I know I'm off to Dickie for Lent and all, but the night before Lent, I got 16 rides in Carlow on Rag Week.
Well, we're going out in the
Yeah, I swear my womb never felt as good.
You won't last anyway doing that.
I know, yes, sure. I thought I felt a babby in it the next day, but it wasn't. It was a chicken curry gone wrong. It was after getting out one of the takeaways.
Oh, God.
I know, yeah. It wouldn't be well done, Carlow, would
no,
you?
Go away with that now.
Savage, though. Love yous, Hans. Well, I think you may live with that, lads, and kilt. I thought of paying me appendix here, lads. I may go on. Say goodbye, Rihanna.
Bye.
Rihanna's terrible camera shine on the radio.
Lil Miss Rent Allowance. The podcast. The podcast. The podcast. LMRA's thought for the day.
Hi, it's Hans. I'm going to have a real intellectual thought for the day here. It's about young people's attitude towards drinks. I think it's savage, like. Do you know, when I was growing up, like, when I was younger, do you know, you were seen as a kind of an outlaw of the town if you went drinking, knacker drinking or anything like that. But the people now, they're doing it all over the place, and I love it. Like, I go down to town and get pictures took with people drinking cans and all. I love it. And, like, some people give out, but I say, fuck it. Like, if you can't have a few drinks in peace, so what can you have in life? Do you know, as Jesus said, like, if you can't bait them, ride them. You know? That's my thought of the day anyway. Just drink. Keep drinking, you fucking cunts.
Check out Lil Miss Rent Allowance on Facebook, YouTube and Twitter.